So let's go ahead and get our volumes up and get our decibels going. And we're actually just going to hop right into the shit. All right, so the setup. If you don't know, this is one of those things that actually did go viral. Folks, this is what viral is, all right? When this performance artist that goes by the stage name Lizzo, I don't know their government name, you know, but it might be Elizabeth. I mean, it would make sense, yeah? But this person that goes... what are you displeased with? Fiends is annoyed at something.
Because I know it's coming.
Yeah, she doesn't hide it well. Oh, see, she said nothing, but then said, because I know it's coming. Like, why even front? You're not good at hiding that you're annoyed. And the, they were having a sports event where the where the athletes were competing against each other to achieve more points before the buzzer went off.
Yes.
And that's what they do with a sports event. And the performance artist Lizzo was in attendance at the sports event. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it was something that was planned, I'm guessing, because, like, they played her record.
Yeah.
And then the patriarchal slaves of sports, because cheerleaders don't be making no money.
Right.
That's slavery. So the cheer slaves, they started busting a routine.
Yes.
And then apparently the performance artist Lizzo, maybe Elizabeth, who knows, got up and busted a small dance routine that people call twerking.
Yes.
To this. And you could probably tell that I simply read about it and didn't watch it, as I still don't know what the fuck twerking is, and I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not an important thing.
Tip drill video.
I haven't seen that.
Butt shaking. Butt shaking.
Whatever. I don't care. Fucking, and so Lizzo goes and busts a routine, and apparently, Lizzo has on this, a very Prince-esque outfit?
Outfit.
That's what it is?
Sure.
Is it a pair of britches?
No, it was like a dress.
It was all one thing?
Yeah.
Okay. A garment of sorts. And it was a garment of which it had the butt cheeks removed.
Yes.
As to expose the skin, which I wouldn't recommend in the winter.
I wouldn't recommend at a basketball game because you're sitting where, like, 5,000 other people have sat before. So, I mean, that's my biggest issue with the outfit is, like, ah, your skin's touching it.
Yeah. Yep. And so Lizzo did the routine, you know. And I knew, I was like, ah, shit, niggas is going to say bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to, let's avoid using ableist language here. I almost said it, all right? But niggas is going to say bullshit. And I feel like my first thought is, like, this is a professional performer. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of on brand for them because apparently, like, they have a record where, like, the cover of the record, it's literally a nude photo. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tasteful nude.
Right.
So, like, this is on brand for this particular performance artist.
Yes.
So it's like, this was a business move.
Yeah.
And it's like, these niggas be so pro-capitalism and do for yourself, and the average black woman only has a net worth of $5.
Right.
All right, let's compare your bank account to Lizzo's. Lizzo, I believe, yes. I don't know much about the Cardinian B, but Lizzo makes money moves.
Yes. Lizzo does.
Like, it was a business move.
Yes. But Lizzo is fat, so it's a problem.
Missy Elliott.
But wasn't nude.
Oh, can't be nude and fat.
You can't. Wait a second.
No. If they were nude, wouldn't they have got, like, a citation for that?
Well,
isn't that illegal?
Too much skin.
Too much.
Too much.
So, butt cheeks, bad.
Too much skin. Well, if you're fat, yeah.
All right, well, okay, so it's bad. Then why did she get paid?
Because we live in a culture that celebrates obesity. in the name of body positivity, so I have been told.
Mm-hmm. You better tell these niggas on that bullshit that.
No, I think my favorite, what is it called? Concern troll about Lizzo was, well, I'm not opposed to her twerking because she's grown and blah, 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 but she didn't have to do it in a place where there's children. And I was like, yo.
Are there cheerleaders at these events?
Yes, and like booty shorts and like basically like bra, like crop tops.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there's, just take a look at other, like, white, young white women of privilege who are down in the front seeing if they can't catch a coon on one of them. Yeah, there's some white women down there trying to catch a coon.
That's awesome. So if you don't want to see butt cheeks, so you never take your kids to the beach?
Ever.
Ever.
There are no fathers with their sons at a Hooters restaurant ever.
No. Never.
Ever.
Never. Never. Your kids have never seen the Victoria's Secret fashion show? That used to be on fucking TV. It used to be like NBC or ABC or some shit.
Yeah, you hopped right into my ignorance.
Yeah.
That was a little heavy-handed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the, you know, Victoria's Secret. So they were literally modeling lingerie, but it was on at like 8 o'clock at night on a, you know, like a major network. So you could just see, you know, professional models in literally in their underwear and, you know, bras and panties walking down a runway and shit.
And isn't, like, the Miss America, isn't that, like, a bathing suit?
They have a bathing suit. I think they might have gotten rid of that, but they used to have a bathing suit competition.
Shit, that was Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Right? Sarah Palin did that shit out there in Alaska.
Yeah.
Which is also probably not pragmatic gear for the climate.
Well, you know, and then also there's the fashion magazines, especially the, like the women's magazines that are basically 101 ways to lose weight so you look more attractive to a man. But what do the women wear on the cover of those? Little fucking booty shorts and the like a sports bra. Okay.
And what about people that just live where the fuck it's hot?
No one in Miami has ever dressed like that.
In Arizona, you just tie a blindfold on your fucking chin.
You do.
Like, cut the shit, you lying fuck.
And of course, nobody ever watches videos.
And so let's go to the person of whom, and let's keep in mind who this is. This is the person of whom this year I heard praise the cops. And yes. You know what? Let me not jump too hard. He didn't praise the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But he victim blamed the folks at Stonewall because they were doing prostitution there. The police had to arrest them. That wasn't no protest. The police were doing their job.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
And the person of whom also has called marijuana a gateway drug. No, I'm not talking about Joe Biden. I'm actually not even talking about a boomer at all.
No.
This is Generation X Tariq Nasheed. Let's say it again. He called marijuana a gateway drug recently.
You know, I'm not surprised. But, you know, the whole pro-cop thing, I mean, that does explain a lot now about the whole, like, FBA and ADOS groups threatening to call the cops on everybody and have the FBI investigate everyone. It's a very pro-cop movement. They've gotten very comfortable with their bootlicking.
Yeah, Michael Graham with Actify Press.
Yep.
That got interesting.
It got weird. Yeah,
I'm tired and don't have time for it. 347-857-3937 if a father mucker wants to call in. I posted the phone number to Social Dissonance.
Oh.
But it's not attached to any picture, which with Social Dissonance, if it ain't a picture.
Nobody cares.
They don't give
nobody
a
cares.
God damn. All right.
Yes.
Tariq Nasheed.
Nasheed.
Nasheed. Nashville. Family. All right. That shit jumps in a little hot.
Parading around this overweight with Gabby, it was very hard for them to justify doing.
Wait, let's see how he sets this up, right? Because you heard how we set it up. Let's hear how he sets it up before we get into the meat and bones of his Hotep commentary, family.
Going to keep everybody posted on that. And again, thank everybody for the the meat and the gravy of what we're talking about today. And speaking of meat and gravy, we're talking about Lizzo. Now, Lizzo.
So he starts out with fat shaming by making a food joke about it.
Yes.
Talking about meat and gravy, we're talking about Lizzo. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is how he sets it up. This is responsible programming.
Oh, is an American, what is she, a rapper, singer, sing, rap? I don't really know.
You don't have to know. I mean, that was like Domino was like that with the here we go, what's the, like.
Just a fucking entertainer.
Yeah, Nate Dogg was that. Fucking the Missy Elliott was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, exactly what the fuck are you doing? Nigga making urban music. That's what it is. Nigga just being black. That's it.
What to label her? Entertainer. Well, people have been talking about Lizzo in the news.
Not in the news, nigga. In the news feed. All right, Lizzo. Lizzo is not being covered by Walter fucking Cronkite.
Oh, God. Now, Lizzo, she does a lot of stuff. Her handlers, her management, the white people who manage her and handle her career.
I don't know her handlers are white.
I looked at pic. No, he doesn't know, but I checked images. I saw racially ambiguous white and black.
Okay.
Yeah.
They parade her around nude all the time. She's a morbidly obese woman.
She's not nude. Yeah.
But also, that's what they do. They parade her around, you know, like they kind of, they stand in front and they're like, come on, see the Lizzo nude show. Just nude all the time. Lizzo's literally never clothed. And that's why you can literally Google Lizzo nude and just see Lizzo getting paraded around nude. Not even shoes on. Stepping on fucking rocks and gravel and shit. Just parading around nude. This is what he says out loud on purpose.
Yes.
Family. You dig?
And we're not saying that's right or wrong, good or bad. That's not to disparage. We're just making an observation. She is a
he's kind of like Italians when they start out by saying no disrespect.
No disrespect, but. No offense, but.
Hey, I mean, hey. No disrespect. But your father has a bunion on his toe the size of the fucking Grand Canyon. I swear to God, it came popping out of his steel-toe work boot. And then a blister popped and hit my mother right in the eye. No disrespect, though. I can't complain.
I wish I had that comedian's name memorized now. There's a black comedian who did a bit about that. He said he was at a bar with a bunch of Italian guys, and some guy was like, no disrespect, you seem like a really great guy, but my father would probably kill my sister if she ever dated you. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
That's like an Italian guy from New Jersey, which is a probably very common sentence. This is back on the old hip-hop website days, like, before MySpace.
Oh, shit.
Actually, no, I think MySpace was just coming up, but you get what I'm saying. It's a while ago. And the Lord of the Ring movies were around, and they were kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just on the site, because after you're on a website so long, you talk about more than just hip-hop. You talk about other shit. And it's a movie thread. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, my sister's really into the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And one guy said, no disrespect, but I'd punch his sister in the fucking face. I hate those movies.
What? Rude. Wow.
He's Italian. No disrespect.
Unnecessarily aggressive.
Somebody's going to... We're about to get the reversed racism call out for this whole tangent.
We are.
All right. So yeah. So Tariq is not being disparaging.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Not to disparage.
Mm-hmm.
Doobie-doo.
Uh-oh.
Do we have audio for you?
Did you break it? You broke it.
Maybe.
Aw, you suck. You're trying to break all our fancy equipment.
It's digital, man.
Getting the Foundation of Black American Conference organ, primarily white. So the white supremacists, they love parading around obese black women.
Did you know that?
Okay.
Did you know that is something white supremacists are constantly doing?
Who are these black women?
Lizzo. Lizzo, and there's more. He's going to name a whole long list of them.
Okay.
I've talked about this for years. They did the same thing with Gabby Sidibe.
This nigga has talked about everything for years.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Sidibe, when was she nude? Or in a thong twerking?
She gets paraded around, family.
By whomst?
The white supremacists.
Which white supremacists?
The white supremacists, family.
Oh my god.
Shit.
They would parade her around and put her on fashion magazines. And they've taken it a step further with Lizzo. Because, see, with Gabby, it was very hard for them to justify doing it because of that role. She did one movie, Precious. And for them to parade her around the way they did, it looked real strange. But now with this Lizzo person, she has one or two hit songs from her album. Her audience is damn near primarily white. So white people love parading around this.
So now you're saying that Lizzo's audience is not primarily white.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is what you're going with.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
That's the claim you're making.
That's what I'm saying.
And I have to turn down our instrumentals because they're clashing with his. Fucking Tariq has to talk over music too. Fucking... So you're saying...
Yeah. But also keep in mind, he's stating all these things as fact. Her handlers are white. White supremacists love parading her around. Her fan base is white. He didn't even know who the fuck she was at the beginning of the segment. She's like a singer or rapper or something?
Yes. Because that's not important. He only has to know about the facts that obese black women are always being paraded around nude by the white supremacists, which is what her management staff is, including the black one.
Okay.
Jesus.
White black woman who gets on stage twerking, wearing these revealing outfits. And
now keep in mind, Tariq Nasheed's co-host.
Yes.
For his other program, Ism Radio. Mm-hmm. On the album they made, Mink Slide.
Yeah.
On the inside cover, they're nude in body paint.
Hmm.
All right?
Well, but they're not obese. So it's different.
And not being paraded around by a white supremacist.
Yeah, like it's different like when Cardi does it and Nicki Minaj does it.
See, when you're paraded around by an ex-pimp, that's better.
It's different. Like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and...
Yes.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah. See, you don't know. You don't know.
And some black people with low self-esteem are led to believe that white people are parading her around because of some type of appreciation for her loving her own skin, quote unquote.
That's a verbatim quote. Lizzo actually said that. She said, I'm loving my own skin. That's actually the title of a song. I'm loving my own skin. I actually don't know her style. I don't know it.
What? This is so fucking weird.
What? Because it's all true?
It's not.
It is hard to face. You can't handle the truth.
Hmm.
That's a con job that a lot of black folks like to tell themselves when they're being exploited by white people. They parade...
Now, keep in mind, remember, Tariq Nasheed has that clip where he's on, like, a serious news show, and they bring him on to wear his pimp suit and talk about his book, Art of Macking, and they subtly mock him the entire fuck time.
Yeah.
And the only one was that did not like that shit and would not participate was the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end,
Huh. And then all his fans made fun of her, like, oh, sis, all those degrees aren't going to keep you warm at night. This is why you can't get a man. Fucking black feminist.
And it's weird because it's like, you realize she probably doesn't even know that's on YouTube. Like, y'all niggas be yelling at the air. What the fuck? You might as well pray.
This person kind of around.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres did say she met God and she was black. Oh, you forgot about that joke. Phoenix does not feel like podcasting.
No, what? You're asking me a question while I try to vape, and then you're making me choke, nigga. What fuck?
Niggas be vaping.
Yes.
And
yes,
I did forget about that joke. Giving her props, but they're secretly snickering and laughing and mocking.
Who is laughing?
You better understand that game. So the thing is,
You see, and that's the thing. It doesn't matter that Lizzo made way more money, made money moves like Cardinian B. And that doesn't matter because there's a white person laughing at her. And if white people are laughing at you, all success be damned.
So he should have quit during that interview.
Yes. He should have wrapped up the book, stopped trying to appeal to black incels, give it all up.
Go be a cop like his mother-in-law?
Yes. Or like Ricky's mother, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Ricky L. Hines was raised by a cop. That's why he kind of got a little bootlicker spirit in him. All right, let's go.
This show is so mean.
With Lizzo, I mean, she's on her album cover nude. She's always twerking and just very over the top.
It is. It's over the top.
I mean, what?
I've never seen anything like it myself.
You've never? Yeah, I've never seen anyone twerk either.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I've also never seen a black female performer twerk on stage or elsewhere or wear revealing outfits. Ever.
Oh, yeah. Big reveal. Literally just the two butt cheeks. Literally nothing else. No, just... Like, Jesus Christ, y'all niggas is some Nation of Islam motherfuckers, man.
But, you know, it's funny, though, because then I remember it didn't... when Tariq was trying to get the crowdfunding for one of his Hidden Color DVDs, like, the picture, like, with, like, the GoFundMe or whatever the money link was, it was just, like, a bunch of women in, like, thongs in a pool, but, like, facing away from the camera so you could see their asses.
Oh, fuck, I remember that.
Remember that shit? But Lizzo, oh, my God, Lizzo.
Shit, the picture for the podcast for the Ism Radio is him with his two female co-hosts.
Yeah.
And they are, as you might say, scantily clad.
Yes.
Like, in the back of his car that he's driving.
But are they obese? Because that's the important part.
And they weren't being paraded around by a white supremacist.
And they were, right, they were being paraded around by a black pimp.
We've already established it's better when it's a pimp.
So she was at a basketball game. So she went there with a very tacky outfit on. She had I think it was a dress with the back cut out and her big flat ass was showing. And I won't even call it a thong. It's a wrong. She had on a wrong. So she started.
That's that wit.
That was not very witty.
How witty that was.
Is he going to rhyme thespian and lesbian next? Because look out, guys. Look the fuck out.
Sean.
Twerking at the basketball game, and they put it on the jumbo screen, and a lot of folks were talking about it, and some low self-esteem Negroes was like, yes, you go girl, and all that stupid-ass nonsense. It was extremely inappropriate, and some people were trying to make false comparisons to thinner women. They tried to say it was fat shaming. It is not fat shaming.
It's flat shaming.
It's inappropriate because there's kids there, family.
Well, didn't we start off talking about kids at the beach?
Yeah, we did, but he didn't. And if he doesn't say it to his audience, it's not true.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Not meant for a cult.
So you can hear all the bullshit they say in there. Now,
But also, didn't he start off this whole thing saying, she's morbidly obese? Like, I'm not saying that as an insult. That's just, you know, her body type or whatever.
Yeah.
So, why is it a wrong and not a thong?
Oh, because it was incorrect. It did not pass the Common Core math test.
Common Core math test.
Look at some of these Instagram thought models. Some of them are big as hell, but it looks good. It's in proportion. It looks good. Some of them are big as hell. Some of these girls are 200 plus pounds and they wear it right.
See?
Big as hell, 200 pounds.
Yeah. Folks, keep in mind, remember, you can see me, like, if anyone's looking at the video, you can see me. I'm, no shit, I'm 220 pounds. So apparently them 200 pounds is, I need to be 20 pounds less of this.
Yes.
To even qualify for big as hell. What the fuck am I now?
Shit, what the fuck am I?
Right. What are we? God damn, nigga. Move out of L.A. You got a little shallow, Tariq. Shit. You got that Los Angeles in you. Go back to the South, nigga. Shit. Oh,
damn.
He don't wear it right. And that's okay.
How the fuck can you not wear your body right? And this, see, and this, that's the thing. If you are a woman in this world,
yes,
in patriarchy,
yes,
you can literally be considered to not be wearing your body right.
Because that means you're wearing it in a way that that particular man does not find sexually appealing. Which makes you wrong for not wearing it right in a way that makes him happy.
That's right. You should have fucking grabbed some starch, put your body on the ironing board, sharpen your body up, right? Put a hem in it, and then put your body on as you get dressed in the morning. Because apparently your body is an article of clothing that you can wear right or wrong.
Yeah. Patriarchy. Get used to it.
Damn, I guess when I went shopping for my body, I shouldn't have got the one with hairy nipples. Wearing my body wrong. Not a big fan of the hairy nips. I don't like being a fuzzy nips guy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They call me Nipsey Fuzzle. That's pretty good.
Y'all see what I gotta put up with? You see what I have to put up with? Puzzle.
It is what you have to put it with. Last time that I checked.
Wow.
But you don't have to force yourself in our visual peripherals.
Visual peripherals? Yo! That's like when one of the homegirls had a boyfriend, and I was like, oh, I don't know about this guy. I mean, yeah, I know I say that about all of them, but I don't know about this guy. And then he was talking about being in a closed-in space. And he was like, we're just supposed to sit there and keep breathing your own. And there was a pause. And in my head, I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to go for it. And he said, breathing your own carbon monoxide. It's like, shit, man, come on. So, yeah, so basically Lizzo is forcing herself into your visual peripherals.
Well, I mean, I would argue that if you're forcing yourself into someone's vision, that the peripherals are the polite part because it's only the side view.
I think he has redefined peripherals.
No.
Yep, so apparently everyone had to look. And considering that this is a viral thing, because everybody isn't watching fucking, what was the sports? Basketball?
Yeah, it was an NBA game.
Yeah, I'm not watching basketball. You watching basketball?
No.
We're not watching that shit. It came across our news feed screenshot or something because it's viral.
But even that, even people who watch basketball weren't necessarily watching that game because their favorite team wasn't playing. So, like, not even, like, basketball watchers were watching that game.
And then notice that. My bad, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. And he also said they put it on the jumbo screen. Mm-hmm. That's not her that put it on the jumbo screen.
Right.
So go complain to them.
No.
Mr. fucking marijuana's a gateway drugs fucking square daddy SpongeBob ass nigga.
That's the thing. It's like, hey, I'm going to force you to look at me. And that's the problem.
What?
Yeah, so that's a problem. Did you know that Lizzo was forcing people to look at her?
No, she's not.
And that's why you and I don't know what her second single is, because she's forcing
us. Do know it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's in a commercial.
Oh, yeah. I don't do those.
I mean, this is the awesome thing about social media, especially Twitter. You can, like, mute words. You can mute Lizzo and you'll never see it.
You can't do that on Facebook anymore.
Facebook is... I don't like Facebook.
I remember when there was some Raven Simone news that came out. Ooh. and I was just like, I don't remember what it was, but for some reason, like, the type of pages I followed, like progressive, leftist, mm-hmm. liberal, that they all shared it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, turn that off. And Facebook used to let you do that back in 2012, 11 and shit.
Hmm.
Yeah, but Nazi no morezy.
Facebook keeps getting worse and worse as time goes on.
Mm. I know, I shouldn't have put so much stock in it. Like, I literally have, like, over, like, collectively, like, 100,000 followers on Facebook.
Yeah.
I fucked up. I should have put that into Twitter. Twitter's and way better.
Except Instagram's getting shitty too since Facebook bought it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mr. Fuckenberg.
Yes.
He too. Y'all got me too. He too. I don't want to see that. Just like y'all don't want to see dudes yanking they schlong out of dudes walking around with their butt cheeks out.
Okay, first of all, he said schlong. Seriously?
Yep, and that's the same thing.
It is the same thing. But also, Me Too. No, Me Too is about sexual harassment and rape. Lizzo is not harassing.
Right? Isn't Me Too like workplace
especially, yeah. Like, Lizzo is not harassing you because she's twerking at a basketball game that you didn't even attend.
And you got to consider that it's exactly the same as if a cis man walks up to a cis woman and pulls out his genitals and strokes them at her.
Okay, this is not a Louis C.K. moment, all right, people?
I don't know. Lizzo C.K.?
Lizzo C.K.
Hey, I didn't make the fucking rules, buddy.
We don't want to see that either. Some things we just don't want to see when it's unsolicited.
But it was okay when it was Prince's butt cheeks in his pants.
But that's the thing. It wasn't unsolicited. You saw it because it was trending and you fucking clicked it. That's how the fuck you saw it.
Yeah.
Because you clicked it. Damn.
And then, and folks, you may want to check it out. I put it on my personal Facebook page, William J. Jackson, facebook.com/winecellarpodcast. And what I did was I went on the Twitter under the Black Podcast, and I went, well, first I went to the Google Chrome's incognito feature. They have an incognito feature in Google Chrome, so it like looks all creepy and it has like a detective face under it and shit. And then I went to the pornhub.com and I went in the Pornhub search bar and I typed in Ebony BBW, and then I took a screenshot of that and cropped it, and then I went on the Twitter and posted that and put men after talking trash about Lizzo. And then I screenshot that, because this is how you make memes now. And I posted that up, and that's the post that went around. And I used it for the image of this episode on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Accurate.
So, yeah. That's my thought on it. Like, I think this is really illin' when, you know, chill, son. And there were some men that shared it and said facts. And other men that shared it and said, this was already me. And then you got the ones that deny, mm-hmm. which is like, why are you so hell-bent? Why are you so hell-bent, son? 347-857-3937.
What is it they say? Hit dogs holler?
Maybe. Hit dogs holler. And they say, forgive Michael Vick. That's what they yell.
Nobody says that.
They said, treat Michael Vick like you do George Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah, I posted that little theory that we have about white people and dogs on someone's Facebook page. Because they were like, why won't white people forgive Michael Vick? And I was like, I have a theory. And it kind of went downhill from there.
The greatest episode that never happened. I might still have that fucking 15-minute show opener.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't want to see it.
All right, so let's drill down. All right, let's get to the 15-minute area where Tariq... This is where Tariq's fan base think that he's deep, all right? And this is an example of that for you.
Plantation spectacle. Do y'all understand this? Black people, learn when you're being insulted. Lizzo is being paraded around like a plantation spectacle. They did the same thing with women like Sarah Bartman back in the 1800s.
All right, so what Lizzo's going through is comparable to, isn't it Sarchi?
I think it's Sarki Bartman.
Sarki Bartman, but they took her out there and called her Sarah Bartman. And where was she from, Congo? We might want to double five.
Yeah, wherever the Netherlands had colonized.
Invaded. And, all right, so Lizzo being a business person on brand and doing something that is guaranteed to go viral and make her some more money off ad rev and whatnot is exactly the same, all right, as Sarki Bartman.
South Africa.
Oh, just that particular nation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it say?
Feast is looking.
I don't know how to say it.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. You try to say it.
Just phoneticize it.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
The KH.
KH?
This one right here.
Okay, that's, okay, that's, Koi Koi.
Koi Koi?
Yep, all right. That's what we're going with, Koi Koi.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing. They would get these women, and remember, Sarah Bartman had a real big ass, but she was considered overweight, and that was an oddity. They paraded her around French society as a spectacle. They paraded her around as she was an animal, as if she was an animal. This is how they look at you. They look at you as some type of exotic beast.
You realize that's how they're looking at Lizzo, right?
Right, yes, of course.
Being treated exactly as Bartman was.
Yep.
That's fact.
And that's why she has control over her own money.
No, she actually does.
No, she doesn't.
Isn't her money in a bank account?
Yes.
Okay, so the white bankers control her money, family.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No. And then when she goes and buys something, is there a chance that there might be a white cashier? That white cashier is handling the money, family.
Right, okay.
See, you didn't even think of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And parading overweight black women around, this is something that they've been doing for centuries. And it was used to justify practicing white supremacy on...
Doesn't this sound similar to a past segment of his? Juggling dicks, as they say.
You say gutter ghetto thoughts?
Yeah, and basically he said that, what is her name?
I don't remember her name.
From the Proud Mary?
No, it wasn't her, it was someone else.
Oh, that's right, we argued about that and yeah. I gave up. Because you heard the episode more recently than I.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, and he said that's why they're poisoning the water in Flint. So you see... Sarah Bartman and Lizzo, by performing her dance routine at the sports event, is justifying practicing white supremacy.
Yes.
This is the kind of shit that people that follow Tariq Nasheed think because it's what he told them to think.
On black people, you got to understand. In the rise of white supremacy, there was also the rise of the Protestant movement, especially out here. Oh. And with the Protestant movement...
Yo.
It was Tyrande Jones.
What does she perform in?
She was on the same show as Taraji P. Henson.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, because she said something about her mom was dating two guys at the same time, and Tariq is like, and that's why they're poisoning our water. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? All right, but apparently also white women not liking fat black women is also why they're poisoning our water.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know.
They're parading them around, family. Nude.
Yes, nude. Just for the record, Sarah Bartman never actually performed nude.
Let's see what Tariq says.
And she was offered extra money to do so and turned it down every time.
We should also see what Tariq says about that.
That's where we get the term white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, WASPs. In the Protestant movement, they looked down on overeating. That's why there were so many thin white people. Overeating was something that was looked down upon. Gluttony was looked upon as being sinful. So a lot of white people who were Protestants, and the Protestant movement was going on, they were not eating a lot of food like that. They were not overeating. They were...
You knew that, right?
Just for the record, yeah, the Protestant movement started long before slavery did.
We were doing show prep. Phoenix was like, no, this is not a fact because this, and that is not a fact because that, so I'm just waiting for you to do that again.
Oh, yes. I was actually, because I just wanted to get the right date. So, yeah, I know. Oh, you have to talk while I find the date.
Oh, I have to talk while you find... No, Tariq can talk while you find the date.
Fine.
Look down on that. That was sinful.
Excuse me.
And they had to contrast that to the overweight black person because in their own writings, in their own documents, they would attach overeating with greed. Those Africans are greedy and undisciplined and savage. These are their words. If you look at old publications...
Yeah.
No, they're not. Okay, so just for the record, the Protestant movement started in 1517.
Yeah.
Before they were really in America and before there were slaves in America.
Nah, 1517. I mean, when you think 1492 and how fast those boats were going back then, they pretty much had that thing up and running.
By 1517.
Maine, Delaware, Philadelphia, all that shit was established.
All the colonies. yeah, but also, like, this ignores there was the entire Rubenesque movement. Are you familiar with that at all? Where they basically just painted fat models in Europe.
Okay.
Like, that was the whole thing. You know, so there's that. So, no, that's not accurate. And then also, the women in Africa weren't perceived as being fat. They were perceived as having a big butt. And that was like, what is that? As far as a different body type. So, no. But, no, it wasn't, this overeating thing. And then also Protestant movement is like a really generic term. That's like saying American culture. You're like, well, which Americans? Because sure, there were some Protestants who were like, you know, don't gluttony is a sin. There were also Protestants who were like, God gave us this excess harvest because he loves us, so we should fucking eat it all. So, you know.
Okay, those ones were the prosperity Protestants.
They were the prosperity Protestants. Well, I mean, even look at fucking, like, old paintings of, like, Benjamin Franklin. That nigga looks skinny to you?
He looked just around 200 pounds. just about.
Fucking Henry VIII?
Don't know that one.
He was not a skinny man. And actually, they used to make fun of him, like, at the time, and would draw, like, like the old school political cartoons where it was like a system of like weights and pulleys and levers to like get him out of bed because they were like, he was too fat to get out of bed. So they're like, This must be how he gets up in the morning. It was really fatphobic and horrible, but it's Henry VIII and he was an asshole and killed most of his wives. So, you know, yeah, I'll let it slide. But yeah, you know, Protestants, skinny.
Fine. I mean, you say it like it's a fact. But I mean, let's hear some real facts.
Back then, they would associate obesity with savagery in the 1800s. Now, before that, in the Renaissance era, there were bigger white people. That was looked upon as wealth. But I'm talking about later on down the line. If you look at a lot...
Yeah. What? You're doubting this?
What is the Protestant movement that was happening in the 1800s?
That was later on down the line, family.
What?
When they were less obese.
What?
And more cut and fit. They're doing mad crunches.
I don't think so.
Squat thrusts. Strong haunches.
Out of publications, they would look at obesity as savagery, and they would parade black people around, especially black women, after they would give black people the poorest of foods. You got to be very clear. This is the kind of mind game the white supremacists play. They enslave you, give you the poorest food to eat, and then keep you in the house. And then when you become the overweight mammy, they parade you around like, hey, look at this. Look at this undisciplined, overweight person.
That's how they talked back then, too. Hey, townspeople, come look at this undisciplined, overweight person. I present to you undisciplined, overweight person.
Wait, so this is only mammies now? It's only the house Negroes?
Yes, which is obviously Lizzo.
But didn't this guy go on a whole thing before saying that the house Negroes were all the light-skinned ones because their dads were all the slave owners and they just wanted their butter biscuits?
Yeah, they were them too.
They were that too?
That's who it was.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't seem right.
That's why the Tariq fans don't like you, because you're fat and light skinned. And they're like, God damn it, look at this.
I do get called a bed wench quite frequently.
That's right, because you're an undisciplined, overweight person, as he says.
And, of course, the irony of this is, we've talked about the 1800s. I love the fact that this is the era of women's fashion when they tried to make themselves look curvier and bigger, right? This is the era where they had, like, those big-ass skirts that would catch on fire.
The big hoop skirts. Oh, I thought them shits were... Maybe I'm thinking of some different shit. Was there a time when, and with white people culture, they had dresses that were big so that when you danced, the man couldn't get too close?
Yeah, those are those. That was the 1800s, yeah. Okay. And women would accidentally set themselves on fire with them all the time.
Fuck, you think there weren't some just misogynists that just wanted to set them on fire?
No, because the skirts were so big. And remember, this is before electricity, so it'd be like gas lamps and candles everywhere. And so they'd be walking, and the skirts were like so huge, they would just accidentally bump shit and set their skirts on fire.
Oh, that is so opposite of utilitarian.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And then this is also the era, the later 1800s, when rich women had bustles, which was like, so you would have a corset to make this tight and make your boobs pop. And then you would have the long skirt, but a bustle in particular was like a bundle of fabric you would put like right on your butt, and it would like it would make you look like you had a Sarah Bartman butt, honestly. Oh. So I was like, yeah, it'd be like a bag of whoop with the butt.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm thinking of like Looney Tunes cartoons with the fucking, and they're walking with the goddamn umbrella.
The umbrellas, yes.
Son of a brisket. Yes. All right, visual painted. I just had to think of cartoons. There we go.
They were parading around black women for looking fat while they themselves were padding to, all right, yeah, okay.
For looking like undisciplined, overweight
undisciplined
people.
Overweight people. Damn house wenches.
And also what they would do, they would use overweight black women as a way to discipline white women.
Oh, God.
Because being big and overweight and black, that's in white supremacy's mind, in the mind of the white supremacist, that's a sign of poverty. They associate the big, overweight, undisciplined black woman with poverty, even today. When you think of the welfare queen stereotype.
Wait, now keep in mind, fuck it, we gotta flip it on his head, yo. We wouldn't be keeping it greasy if we didn't say this. Tariq Nasheed recently had another surgery because he has gout, because he eats too much junk food. He has said that on the air that he is a junk food junkie. Literally on his birthday, his co-hosts, they just got him cupcakes, and he ate them all live on the broadcast while he's talking about undisciplined, overweight people.
That's only black women.
Only
black men.
Women. Black men, get big as you want to be.
Get as big as you want to be.
Jesus Christ.
It's always a big black woman with a bunch of kids. This is how the white supremacists orchestrate their propaganda. And then on top of that, when they can sexualize you, make you overweight and overtly sexualized, you can kill two birds with one stone with the stereotypes, which is all used to justify harming black people. Like, look at them. Look at how they're undisciplined. Look at how they're acting. So if we punish them in any way, it's always justified because look at them. They're wild animals.
Wait, what happened to the punishing white women part?
Oh, that's what he's talking about.
No, it's not.
Because the white women become black by seeing it. See? Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But also still, so if black women are fat, it's their fault that white people are fucking with us. Okay. There's literally nothing you can't blame black women for.
Nah, there is.
Probably fucking killed Jesus, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You killed Jesus.
Killed Jesus.
You also killed Prince.
We did kill Prince.
Yeah. That was bad.
Yes.
Because you tried to baptize him in Lake Minnetonka. And you held his head underwater too long. You fucking killed Prince.
We did kill Prince. And Michael Jackson.
Lizzo killed Princel Jackson.
They're wild, untamed beasts. So we can cage them up. We can do anything we want to them because they're not human like us.
Imagine thinking that if all black people were skinny, like, white supremacy wouldn't exist, though.
And, like, well, yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. All those slaves were so undisciplined and overweight.
Yep. Harriet Tubman, fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she needed an Underground Railroad. She had to ride in a car. She wasn't no walking happening no more. Too much stress on the ankles.
Mm-hmm. Sojourner Truth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And was paraded around in the nude all the time.
Everyone who ran away.
Nude and fat.
Yep. Weird. If everyone was fat and working in the house, who the fuck was working in the fields?
Field fat.
It was black men, and that's why they're the most oppressed group. That's it.
I don't know. Well, maybe that's why they had gout. They're working in them sugarcane fields, homie. This is getting to be dark humor, and I just wanted to remind folks, because we've gone deep into, we may have well have just done the whole damn episode, I think. Holy shit, 50 minutes, yeah. All right, I thought I had other shit, but let's remember what the premise of all of this was. He's explaining to his audience that this is why the white supremacists made Lizzo do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could do all those horrible things to all the other black people.
Yes.
That is fucking bizarre. And like, and on some level, it's like, they're, because the nigga has a long following. That's mm-hmm. why I cover his shit. I don't cover people that don't have shit for a following.
Mm-hmm.
You got 10,000 followers? I'm not covering you. 5,000? I'm not covering you. Tariq Nasheed is over 200,000 on the Twitter alone. You know, so I don't go for his fans. I go after the head. I go after the fucking dragon's head. That's what I chop at.
Yeah.
And, because, like, just how I think Alex Jones is, like, dangerous, Tariq mm-hmm. Nasheed's going to get a black woman killed.
He probably already has.
Yeah? Or a trans woman killed? Yeah. A cis gay man killed?
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's a lot of folks who beat their kids because of Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah.
Like, for acting too gay or too moist, switching around, what the fuck ever.
Yeah. Like, because there's somebody somewhere. Because remember, his first audience was black incels because mm-hmm. he wrote pickup artist books.
Right.
And so when he doesn't do call-in shows anymore. I haven't heard him do one in, like, almost all of this year. But, like, one of the last call-ins he had, literally two black incels called in asking how they could, how Tariq could just literally, what they were asking for was just tell me the exact verbatim words to say mm-hmm. so this woman will have sex with me.
Yeah.
Like, those kind of guys calling in. I think those kind of guys, like, we tend to look over them because they're black and we got the idea of, like, the white shooter.
Right.
But, like, there's niggas that are fucking, I don't want to use no ableist language here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think that that's already pretty evident. Just what, like, 2 weeks ago, a black woman in Chicago got raped and strangled to death by a guy because she wouldn't give him her number.
I covered that. I don't, like, know if you were. I think I made it in Morning Wine Cellar.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that shit happens all the time. We covered a story about, I believe it was Florida. A woman got dragged behind a car because she told the guy no. A woman who got shot at a wedding for telling someone no. A woman who got shot at a funeral for telling someone no. A woman who got thrown on the fucking train tracks because she wouldn't have kids with some guy who was trying to fuck her. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I would not put it past a Tariq Nasheed fan to, like, if he got in proximity to try to attack Lizzo, or Elizabeth, maybe. Seems logical mm-hmm. to me. Like that's some real shit. Like, I'll never forget when I was, because I was listening to Alex Jones regularly at the time, analyzing his shit, and then I heard Melissa Harris-Perry telling a story of a random white man in a kind of grungy big pickup truck that just walked up to her and was just breathing hard and said, I know who you are,
mm-hmm.
and left before hotel security could come. And that's when Alex Jones was really harping on the clip where she had, like, a picture of, like, slavery in her office
mm-hmm.
to always remind her what real hard work is.
Mm-hmm.
And right wing just ran with that. It's like she's saying, if you're not black, you don't work hard.
Yeah.
But Alex Jones ran with it harder and for months. Like other right wing joints, they ran with it for the week and then off to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Jones ran that shit into the winter season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran that shit into the damn snow. And that was when that fucking, that white man, I'm thinking, like, I guarantee you he listened to some right-wing radio, mm-hmm. and he knows who she is.
I still think one of the most fascinating ones is, like, the guy who sounded like maybe he had schizophrenia and, like, delusional, but he was talking about, like, dragons and lizards and shit. Do you remember that one?
Whoa.
We're like, oh, by the way, her name is Melissa.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, it was, like, because we were listening to Alex Jones, and he was doing this whole, like, one of his, like, lizard people things, and then went on to this whole, like, there's sleeper agents in the CIA that are going to try to assassinate Trump and all this, like, just bizarre deep state shit of, like, you know, there's some people fighting trying to protect Trump, but this is when they're going to try to get him and, you know, try to take down, you know, the United States and start a civil war and this and that and the other. And then, like, a couple weeks later, we covered a story because we thought it was going to be, like, a hilarious white-on-white crime, but it was just weird. Some guy, like, stopped traffic, got out of his car in, like, an intersection, pulled out a gun and was saying shit like he had to protect the president's daughter before the dragons and the lizards came and got them and shit. And I was like, I kind of wonder.
These influential voices are fucking dangerous, man. So that's winecellarmedia.com. I guess I...
Wow, we ended that shit on a dark note.
I got some headlines, which are also very good news. Missouri teacher on leave after asking kids to set your price for a slave.
Okay.
And there's a picture of the homework assignment on winecellarmedia.com. India Moore, folks may know India Moore is a trans woman, ex-sex worker, and performer on the program, television program Pose on yes. FX, plays the character, little baby, little homegirl Evangelista. I forgot the first name of the character.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but she's in that program. There are emails out now that show that a firm knew about lead in Flint water, but did not warn the public. Hey, what are you going to do? Right, rapist cop Anthony Michael Westerman arrested. I think I mentioned that in a previous broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. All right, so that fun stuff is indeed going on, folks.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of folks out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? A politician out there named Joe Swinson also was like, you know what, man? Gender ain't no binary thing. And that's one of those UK UK politicians. That's also winecellarmedia.com. Go there. Check it the funk out.
Wow.
All right.
I was going to look to see what's trending on Twitter, but it's all about the British election states, like Boris Johnson, Corbyn, Brexit. Tories, Labor, like every single one is a hashtag and they're all trending. It's all this trending. All right. And by the way, Boris Johnson probably won.
Oh, shit. So they're about to be right wing as fuck.
Right wing as fuck, but also they don't really know what it's like to have privatized medicine. Like, because their shit's, they have like universal healthcare right now and it's not going to be universal anymore. So...
Oh, they're about to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all niggas is going to die, nigga. Woo!
Yeah, so, you know.
I wonder, because their doctors are probably not socialized to greed like our doctors are, and their doctors might revolt against that shit.
It doesn't matter, because it's not the doctors who set the prescription prices.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
And from what I'm understanding, it's going to be some U.S. pharmaceutical firm setting the insurance prices. So... enjoy not being able to afford anything.
Yeah, well, welcome to what you fucking sent to the rest of the world, you fucks. You should have kept your cousins home. Shit. You let them go on the damn Nina and Pinter and Santa Marie and sent them off to Australia to a fucking, on some prison trip. And you fucked up the planet and now it's fucking you up back. Mm. Enjoy. that was mean.
It was mean.
Yeah. But really, though, y'all niggas is gonna die.
Yeah, y'all gonna die. I guess from what I'm hearing, the best advice is if you can still get to Scotland, get to Scotland, because Scotland is probably gonna break apart from England after the Brexit deal goes through. But, like, they're all, like, one country right now, the United Kingdom. So it's all technically kind of like one country right now, so you can still get to Scotland and just go there now and fucking stay there.
So if you're running from Britain to Scotland,
yeah.
Is that, like, white flight?
Yes.
All right, so y'all better do some white flight. Hashtag white flight. All right. We have a patreon.com/winecellarmediafund if you want to sign up and get shit that we put up there first, and then it goes to the socialized feed, like if you want to get it earlier than other folks. Like when we did the Anthony Clark episode, when mm-hmm. we did the Tim Woodman and other such programs. We put them up there first, and then 3 days later, they go to the socialized feed. So if you want to get some shit 3 days earlier, you can go to patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. It is not a tiered system. Sign up for any amount you choose. Mm-hmm. The minimum Patreon is $1. If I set the minimum, it'd be whatever the fuck, nigga. You know, if a gazillion niggas sign up for a penny, that's a gazillion pennies. I'll make it work.
Whatever. They're going to tax the shit out of that. We won't get all that.
And if you feel like giving the Wine Cellar a Christmas bonus, there's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. And Phoenix Kalita has the Cash application.
Yes. Cash App, Phoenix Kalita.
No slash?
There's a slash. They know how to use it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They're too busy being paraded around nude by white supremacist family.
By white supremacists. Okay. Oh, it doesn't say. Okay, yes. It's a $ and then Phoenix Kalita.
Okay, a dollar sign. So yes. There's a dollar sign. And
didn't
whatnot.
You do Venmo?
I don't know how it works yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know that apparently Venmo and Cash App, like, associate with each other.
Yeah.
So when you made a purchase with Cash App, like, with your own damn card.
Yeah.
I got a notification on my smart device.
Well, didn't you, like...
Like, double
use
up
my
on
number for the other one or something?
I think so. Some
yeah,
shit
that's
like
why.
That. I mean, it's under the same household, I guess. Fuck it. Huh. Yeah, so you're going to be like, oh, that nigga got Twizzlers. Man, I know what I'm about to take a bite out of.
It doesn't say that. It just says how much you spent and where. It doesn't tell you what I bought.
Yeah, I know Twizzlers, buddy. I know the look on your face when you got some Twizzlers.
Red Vines are better.
I won't make them compete. I'm not that kind of person.
Should be.
And Phoenix is actually a capitalist and is in favor of hierarchies and oppression.
I'm in favor of hierarchies of candy.
See? And that's why you're an undisciplined, overweight person, family. That's a good closer. All right, let me shut off the YouTube recording. Bang. And the podcast audio. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. All right? And maybe we might get Chelsea Springler back on the program just to talk that Springler shit. That nigga's just a big old lefty head and it's neat. All right. Have a good one.